be inoculated against the enemy's stratagems. Don't get fooled, okay? Has anybody been fooled by the enemy's stratagems? Anybody? Anybody been caught by his tricks? You know, how come only the older ones are raising their hands? He's tricky. I'm telling you, he is a slick customer. We'll call him Mr. Slick, okay? Got a new name. I usually call him Filthy McNasty. But tonight, his name is Mr. Slick.
Right.
Okay, he's really slick. Slippery, and he can come in ways that if you're not close to the Lord and also to the fellowship of his body, you might not catch it right off, you know. But when you catch him, when you do catch him, you have the authority to strangle the rascal to death. Just strangling, you can do it. Just pray. You have the authority to crush him under your feet. So you have that authority. But don't take in his wiles, his tricks, his stratagems.
Right.
See, don't take them in. Sometimes somebody will take it in and they'll think about it. A month passes, a year passes. The same stratagem is keeping them distracted.
Right.
You have to be away from that. Mm-hmm. You see, be away from it. I might even say this. It was even today. Today I got a phone call, or was in a phone call. I returned a call to a person in the state of Washington about a new couple on the campus. She was in law school and he was in something else. And they, on the internet, had been doing their thing and ran across a negative person against us, you know. And of course, them being new, they didn't know that kind of thing existed and so forth. And there was a time when it really didn't exist, but it's existed for a long time, and it will always exist, and it should exist. It existed for Christ. It existed for Paul. It existed for John. It existed for Martin Luther. Why should it not exist for us?
Right.
You see, so we have to do what Paul says to Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. See? Here's Paul's testimony in 2 Corinthians 6:8. Through glory, they experience the glory. But look at it. And what?
Dishonor.
Dishonor. Do you think Paul had experiences of being dishonored?
No.
That doesn't sound like an apostle of God should have to be like that, does it? Through evil report and good report. Now, what in the world could you say about Paul that was evil? See? But, you know, over the years, you know, I've been in the church life 30-something years. Nearly we got positive, good reports from people who were not among us, like relatives and things like that. Occasionally something evil would come in from, like, this person. If we had been here 30-something years and we never had some evil reports about us, but we just were so... People, everybody was just so happy with us. Then we have to wonder why is that the case?
Yeah, that's right.
You see? If you don't have some evil report, there's something wrong, you know. So be prepared. It's coming. You know, those of us that took it on the chin in the early days and when the warfare was quite hot, you know, that was not that easy. But gradually we got used to it and got to be more like a soldier. Right. In some aspects. You know, when they built the wall in Nehemiah, they had the sword in one hand for fighting, and the trowel was in the other hand for building up the wall. See? So, you need to be inoculated. Don't take anything. As deceivers, see, oh, the deceivers. What? You don't have a name? What? You don't have a pastor? What? What can this be? Who is your leader? Well, you don't really know that, do you? Well, you know, we're just the body and so forth. I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about. You're talking nonsense. Well, I need to give my life. I need to serve the Lord and so forth. Well, you can do that. Certain people are called to do that, but are you sure you're one of those? Well, what are you called to do? You see, a lot of things to try to rattle our being, you see. You should get them. And I think probably some of you have touched that. And if so, then be thankful. Be thankful. But I told this sister who was shepherding this young couple trying to come in to the church life that had touched that negative stuff. And they're, of course, quite bright, you know. I said, they whatever is hanging them up, you need to bring it out and fellowship it and clear it up. I said, but in principle, you need to warn them that in spiritual things, and even human psychologists will agree to this, that if you continue to dwell into these matters and so forth, you are going to be damaged. You will not be the same. You'll lose your heart. And you'll cool off. And you'll just suddenly find yourself dead. And then will come next the attraction of the world. Uh-huh. And you'll just fade. You see why? Because a stratagem came in and got you into a real predicament. Okay? So don't take it. Don't take it. Reject it. Okay? Finally, let's see, John 15:20. Remember the word which I said to you, that's Jesus talking. A slave is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they have kept my word, they will keep yours also. You see? So here we are. You know. And he said, Paul also said, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. This is a good thing. You should, you know, it's not pleasant, it's not happy, but later you ought to go and bow your knees and thank God that somebody saw enough Christ to give you a hard time. See? In 2 Corinthians 4, you know, it says the savor unto some, it's life unto life, but unto some it's death unto death. It depends on who it is.